the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Hunter Mountain Ski Bowl officials are reporting the resort's $9 million expansion project currently underway is on schedule to be completed in time for the 2018-19 ski season. The project began in April and will add 5 new trails and open a new section of the mountain. Daniel Kinney, Public Relations and Communications Manager for the center, said, and I quote, "The new expansion will, at current planning, create 43 new skiable acres." Kinney said the main goal of North Hunter, as the expansion is known, is to provide more opportunity for intermediate and beginner intermediate skiers. The resort currently offers 2 main ski areas, Hunter 1, which caters to beginners and is home of the Mountain Ski School, and Hunter West, which is geared toward expert skiers. The expansion will add 2 beginner trails and 3 intermediate trails with a vertical drop of just over 1,000 feet on the mountain's north-facing slope and will increase the skiable areas of the mountain by 25%. Hunter Mountain Ski Bowl is owned by Peak Resorts, which also owns Mount Snow in Vermont. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The Hudson Police Department, June 27, removed 4, and I quote, "extremely old," end quote, gallons of ether from the basement of the city's old police station located at 427 Warren Street. The colorless, volatile liquid is highly flammable. 4 containers of the chemical were found as the department continued its inventory and removal of surplus items from the now vacant building. The department is now headquartered at 701 A Union Street. HPD said the ether may have been once used to develop film in the station's darkroom or could have been left behind by previous tenants, New York Telephone. A detail consisting of the New York State Police Bomb Disposal Unit, Hudson City Fire Department, A.B. Shaw Fire Company, and Greenport Rescue Squad assisted in taking the chemical away, and I quote, "with no threat to the neighborhood," end quote. The ether was then destroyed at a local gravel bank. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com or on the Hudson Police Department Facebook page. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Use of the Blue Hole Swimming Area in Denning, Ulster County, now requires a permit. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced June 27th, swimming will be limited to 240 people daily. The DEC will provide a maximum of 40 permits each day, good for up to 6 people per permit, to use the swimming hole on Peekamose Road from May 15th through October 15th each year. The permit system has been in the works for at least 2 years, largely due to the significant amounts of trash left behind by people using Blue Hole. In June 2017, the DEC said the large deep cold swimming area was at risk of overuse due to its popularity. The permits are free and available online at newyorkstateparks.reserveamerica.com. They must be obtained a minimum of 24 hours in advance. Walk-in permits are not available. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. Consumer credit agency Equifax has agreed to adopt new corrective measures as a result of a consent order with 8 states, including New York. The agreement comes almost a year after the massive data breach that compromised the private information of 143 million Americans. Under the order, Equifax is required to develop a new risk assessment, improve oversight by its own board, and submit a plan to address the 2017 hack. State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo said, and I quote, "In an area of weakened federal government oversight, strong state regulation is essential. New York will continue to lead in supporting a robust state financial service regulatory regime. New York will also continue in its efforts to obtain relief for consumers who were harmed by the Equifax breach." State legislature this year passed a bill preventing credit agencies from charging consumers to freeze or unfreeze their credit reports. Freezing a credit report is a common measure to prevent identity theft in the event personal information is compromised. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Green. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.